Okay, Chevra. Let's continue what we're up to here in Masechet Shasaf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. If you remember, we're learning the Avos Melachos, which number 39 Melachos. And we pointed out last time from the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal that there's a fundamental question as to what does it take for something to qualify as a malacha. The Eglei Tal is medayek from Rashi, that Rashi says that Ofer was not in the Mishkan. When we list Ofer as one of the Lametas Malachas, Zakt Rashi, what that means is that really Bishul is one of the Lametas Malachas because of Bishul Samamonim. But Ofer, baking bread, was not part of the Malachos that were done in the Mishkan. As I state in Rashi, we noted from the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam pointed out, what do you mean? What do you need the Samimanim for the Asiyas HaMishkan? L'cha'ora, the Mishkan was made Tcheilas Argam until Ha'as Shani. All these things are from Tcheilas comes from Chilazon. That doesn't involve planting. Chilazon's a fish. Argaman comes from the ground. Tolas Shani comes from some worm. So what do you need Samimanim for? So the Chayy Adam wrote in Klal Tes Os, the Nishmas Adam, in the Bam Chayy Adam, Klal Tes Os Aleph, says that he thinks that in order to process these dyes appropriately, to create the right color, you need to go through the process of cooking it with the Samimanim. As I state in the Nishmas Adam. But Bekitzer, for Rashi, Ofe is not really a malacha. The real malacha is Bishul. We just call Bishul Ofe because it's Sidur de Pas Kanaket. That's the yisod of Rashi. That means that according to Rashi, when I talk about malachos that are derived from the Mishkan, what I really mean is malachos are derived from the Binyan HaMishkan. It's about the construction of the Mishkan. It's not about what was done in the Mishkan. Because were it to be what was done in the Mishkan, so I have Lechem Haponim in the Mishkan, right? I have Shtei Halechem in the Mishkan. I have lots of bread. Lots of carbon minchas are brought in the Mishkan. There's a lot of baking that goes on. The Mishkan bakes more than Eisenstein's across the street. You know? The Mishkan, there's a lot of baking going on there. So how can you say Ofer's not in the Mishkan? The Torah says, yeah, Ofer's not part of the construction of the Mishkan. Turn to Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there, again, this is all from the Eglei Tal. The Mishnah over there in Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph writes, if a person is motzi, ben b'yamino, ben b'simolo, b'tolcheko, alakseifo, if I carry in my right hand, my left hand, I carry in my pocket, I carry on my shoulder, I'm chayiv, shekein masa b'nei kohos, because that's the way b'nei kohos carried. Zakt Rashi, what this means is that I'm chayiv for carrying whenever I carry in the normal way of carrying. And Rashi writes, yeminu smo v'cheik is oirech ara. Rashi says that carrying with my right hand, my left hand, my pocket, that's the normal way. B'nei kohos is only necessary for bakosek yisa'u, because they carried stuff on the shoulders. Ordinarily, that would not be the normal way of carrying, but over here, that is what was done. That's what Rashi writes. But then Rashi continues, he quotes, B'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Matzasi, Sha'amar B'shem Rabbi, right, that he quotes from one of these German Rishonim, in the name of Rapaigon, Shemafurish Bishasi Rushami, Ufkuda Zalazar ben Aaron Akayin, Shemin Hamar, Ktaris Hasamu, Minchas Atam, Shemin Hamishcha. Elazar carried the oil, the Ketaris, the Minchas Atam, and the Shemin Hamishcha. This means, says Rev Hai Bishim Yerushalmi, that Shemin is Echad B'yamin, Vishemen echad b'smol. You have some oil in the right hand, you have some oil in the left hand. Kitayres b'cheikai. Kitayres you're carrying in your pocket. Chavitim you're carrying b'kosev. Now what Rav Haigon is saying is that the reason why I'm chayiv for carrying stuff in my right hand, in my left hand, etc., is because that's how they did it in the Mishkan. Right? What did they carry? They carried the oil. They carried the kitayres. They carried the chavitim. That means that according to Rav Haigon, really, when I talk about what they carried, I mean what they carried for the avodah in the Mishkan. No? So the Egloi Tal points out in the Psicha that there's a fundamental machlokis over here between Rashi and Rav Hai as to whether we're deriving the malacha just from what was done to build the Mishkan, and to build the Mishkan they had to carry stuff, and whatever is normal to carry, that's carrying, that's Rashi's mahalach. But Rav Hai's mahalach is, no, I'm deriving from the way the avodos were done in the Mishkan. I'm deriving from carrying the shemen, the ketores, etc. That means for Rav Hai Gon, the yesod is the avodos that were done in the Mishkan. So far so good? Now, what I mentioned Bahavra'a yesterday, I mentioned kind of out of the way, is that this seems to connect, perhaps, to the fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam about what was the Mishkan. Remember, the Ramban tells me that there's a sod of the Mishkan. Top secret, I should whisper when I say this. No, the secret of the Mishkan is like the Ramban. The secret is that the Mishkan is a way of maintaining the Hashras Hashchina that existed at Maimon Har Sinai. That's the Yisod of the Mishkan. There's Hashras Hashchina at Maimon Har Sinai. The Mishkan is a carryover of that. But the Rambam tells me that the Mishkan is fundamentally a Beis Avodah. Right? The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira, Zok the Rambam, that the Yisod is to build a Beis Avodah. And that's probably why, in terms of, is there a separate mitzvah of Asiyas Kelim? When I recognize, when I calculate how many mitzvahs I have, right? Do I have one mitzvah for building the Mishkan, another mitzvah for the Kelim? Well, for the Ramban, it could be two separate mitzvahs. That's the Hasag the Ramban has in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Rambam says, no, Mishkan and Kelim is one Yisod. So Nirlofi and Niyastaiti, that this is what's behind the machlokas between Rashi and Rav Hai Gon, no? Meaning to say, do I learn out from Asiyas HaMishkan? Is there something significant about the Mishkan as Mishkan? Is the Mishkan a place of Hashras Hashchina? Or do I say, no. The Mishkan is really just a base avodah. It's a place to do avodah in it. And if that's the case, so then, just having the walls on its own is not significant. What you need is the avodah in the Mishkan, and that would lead in the direction of Hai Gon that I'm learning from carrying the shemen, the ketores, etc. That's what I thought l'fum rihato. Now, in the Sfarim, they point out that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, not Rav Hai Gon. That the Rambam holds that the yesod of learning malachos from the Mishkan is about the construction of the Mishkan, and if that's the case, that's a steer, it's Mashtikot Torah. Right? Because Mashtikot Torah would lead in the direction that the Rambam should be like Rav Hai, so for some reason it's not connected to this, even though l'fum rihata, I thought it was. Mr. Roth.
So this in the Egloi Tal, as to reinforce Rebbe's path, his evidence that the Rambam holds like Rashi is that he quotes the Rambam saying that a fia is the Av and Bishul is the Tolda. But the Rambam
seems to have a concept of co-ovos. Right? If you read the Rambam, we'll have to talk about this when we learn Afia, Bishul, Slash, in greater detail, on the base, whatever it is. The Rambam seems to assume that both Bishul and Afia are equally Av.
Right. So then, Rebbe, you can still say start with the Rambam, no problem.
Because if Afia is the Av, Afia is the Av because they did it with the bacon and the lechem upon them, perhaps. And the Hanami. Right? In other words, so the Rambam would be more like Rav Hai. There's a different Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, at the point. Huh?
Well, if you think Afia and Bishul are both the Av, you can go either direction.
Correct, yeah. I understand what you're saying. I think it's correct, but there's another Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, or Gimel, that they point out seems to be saying the same as Rashi. And in some of the Nafkaminas that the Egloi Tal creates, I think it's clear that the Rambam would be closer to Rashi. So let's go through some of the nafkaminas of this Chakira. In the new Egloi Tals on the bottom, they send you to a bunch of other Egloi Tals that point out nafkaminas in this chakira. Again, the chakira is when I learn malachos, am I learning from the construction of the Mishkan, or am I learning from the avodos that were done in the Mishkan? That's machlokas Rashi and Rav Haigon on Sadi Beit. Zok the Igloi Tal, that this should be toloi in whether schitas te'enim and anovim, is that schitas zeisim and anovim, is that an av malach or is it not an av malach? The Mishnah Kuf Mem Gimel on the base. The Mishnah tells me over there, Ein sochten es haperos lahotzi mehen mashkin. I'm not allowed to squeeze fruits. Squeezing fruits to be mighty mashkin is usher. What's the isser? So Rashi writes, it's mefarik told as a touch. Rashi writes, if I squeeze peros, that's mefarik. It's like dosh. Dosh is extracting ochel that is encapsulated in psoilus. No? When I squeeze peros, I'm removing the ochel that's encapsulated in the klipos, in the peros. Right? So far, so good. So Rashi says, this is a tolda. However, the Igloi Tal is inclined that why should it be a tolda? L'cha'or, one could argue that squeezing grapes should be an av, because you need yayin in the Mishkan, no? I need wine to do libations on the altar. We call that nesachim on the Mizbeach in Jewish, right? And I need oil for the menachos. So what do you mean that it's a, what do you mean it's a tolda, Rashi? The teretz is Zuk, the Igloi Tal, that Rashi is l'shitaso. If you're learning from the construction of the Mishkan, you don't need to squeeze any fruits to construct the Mishkan. But if you're learning from avodos that are done in the Mishkan, so then you need to squeeze fruits for those avodos. So then it would be an av, not a toda. By the way, Rav Yonason Sacks Shlita, who used to be a Rosh Hashiva here, Rabbi Sacks, in his Sefer Chemdas Yomim, page Lamed Ches, basically gives you all of the sources in the Igloi Tal where these nafkaminas between the Mahalach of Rashi versus the Mahalach of Rav Hai would come out. I thought Rabbi Sacks points out another possible nafkamina is called molalin melilos. Molalin melilos is like when you take a grain and you like squeeze it to get the grain part out of the husk part. Whether that's an av or a tolda should also depend on the machlokes between Rashi and the Rav Haigon. And also, there should be an afkamina, like we mentioned, whether ofa is an av or a tolda. Now, when you get beneath the surface over here, what emerges is as follows. You see, according to Rashi, the definition of an av malach is something that's necessary to build the Mishkan. L'cha'ora, for Rashi, av malacha does not mean that because Hashem said not to do this on Shabbos, to build the Mishkan is aser, right? Remember, God said that being in HaMishkan is not the Ocha Shabbos, right? According to Rashi, the issue is not, once we have these things aser, so therefore you can't do it to build the Mishkan. Rather, for Rashi, when I'm speaking about building the Mishkan, and that's the definition of an av, I'm speaking about those activities that would be necessary to produce the materials that are used to build a Mishkan. Right? That's what emerges from Rashi, no? The activities necessary to produce the materials to build a Mishkan. And it doesn't mean that they're doing these activities right now, Zuck the Igloi Tal. The Igloi Tal, right in the beginning, he points out that according to Rashi, it just means things which I ordinarily do to produce the materials that are used to build the Mishkan. Those are the malachos. Now, this can be relevant for another issue. Let's talk about Charisha and Zeria. Did they plow and plant after God said, God says, you know, you have a Mishkan that's coming up. I don't want you to do these activities on Shabbos to build the Mishkan, right? That's the simple way of understanding it. That there's a tzivui not to do these activities, even though you're building a Mishkan. Did they have to plow and plant to get the materials necessary to build the Mishkan? And if they have to plow and plant, could they have plowed and planted in the desert? Let me tell you a secret. A desert means stuff don't grow. Right, you ever thought of that one? So how did they have Charisha and Zriya in the Midbar?
What about the Avot? The Avot.
What about the?
The Avot.
The Avos, like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov?
Yeah.
No, they lived in fertile areas. There are fertile areas in the Middle East, and there are less fertile areas. Mm-hmm. Right? But when the Jewish people are in the desert I don't have the ability to plant and to plow, because it's a desert. So what's going on? It's not so comfortable. Right? So what's going on? So the Minchas Chinuch in Melachas Choresh Os Vav. Now the Minchas Chinuch has a little thing called the Mosach HaShabbos, which is his list of Melachos. So in Choresh Os Vav, the Minchas Chinuch tells me that Melachos that were done ordinarily to produce these items, you can't do for the Mishkan. But Avada Zach the Minchas Chinuch, they didn't plant and plow in the Midbar. The Minchas Chinuch sends us to a Tosfos in Chulin on Peiches. But Tosfos in Chulin says that they actually did plow and plant in the Midbar, because Tosfos says maybe when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, it was a fertile area. Right? Maybe it became fertile when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. That's what the Minchas Chinuch knows. But the Pashtus is, they didn't do it. Now that would mean as follows. According to Rashi, that when I learn from the Mishkan, I'm learning from those activities that ordinarily would be done to produce these materials. So it doesn't have to be that they actually did it in the Midbar. It's just a normal way of getting those materials. That's the Yesod of Rashi. But for Rav Haigon, right, that I'm learning from what was actually done in the Mishkan, so they actually have to do it. And if you're going to say against Tosfos, remember Tosfos in Chulin says that there was a nace that in the Midbar stuff actually grew. But if you disagree with that Tosfos, so then you're really in trouble. It happens that Tosfos is probably based, the Minchas Solas. The Minchas Solas was Rav Hirschsprung's grandfather, with Table of Dukla, no? The Minchas Solas is like a Minchas Chinuch type sefer, it's very brilliant. He points out from Midrashim that the Midrashim write that the Be'er of Miriam had so much water that it overflowed everywhere, and that made the Midbar fertile. Okay? That could be the answer to that. Okay, so that's the first Yisod they wanted to mention today. This Machlokes between Rashi and Rav Hayis, so whether we're learning from the Mishkan in the sense of from the construction of the Mishkan or from the Avodos that were done in the Mishkan. Yeah, Yosef.
Rabbi mentioned Mahalach that the Yisod of Machlokes is about what they thought the essence of Mishkan is.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could offer, I guess, another way of looking at it. Could it be about whether you think that Mishkan tells you what the Malachot are, like, incidentally, or, like, by the definition of what Malachot are?
Speak to me.
Meaning, if you think, like, Rashi, that comes about coming on Mishkan, then it's almost like a coincidence that we learn what the Malachot are. So, meaning, Rebbe's Mahalach assumes that Rashi thinks we're learning out Malachot based on what the essence of the Avodah Mishkan is, which is that coming on Mishkan.
I hear what you're saying. In other words, it could be that it's more incidental, which is more of the second way I was saying it just now, that these items that I need for a Mishkan are ordinarily obtained through the following actions.
Right. And then the non-communal you might see might have to do with how closely the Malachot have to resemble the Mishkan counterpart.
That might be correct. I mean, we have to flesh this out further. What you're saying, I think, is closer to what Eglei Tal actually says. If you read the Psicha Neglital, it's Kedai to read it. The Eglei Tal says about himself, by the way, that just like the Arizal brought down from Shamayim a derech to learn Nistar that people didn't have before him, he said about himself, the Eglei Tal is the Abnezer, is a Sachachover, said about himself that he's bringing down a derech to learn Nigla that people didn't have beforehand. Okay? I have no idea what that means, but it sounds cool. Now, let's go on and talk about this Tosfos HaOseh Shnei Batei Nirin. Tosfos asks Akasha, how come the Mishnah mentions the Shi'ur by certain Malachos, not by other Malachos, right? Tosis asks, Tzarech Farish, you have to explain Lama Pirish Kan, Uba Urig, Uba Potseya, Uba Tofer, Uba Kosev, Shi'or, Tzvemi B'Sha'ar. How come by these malachos, Urig, Potseya, Shtei Batei Nirin, Tofer, Kosev, how come there's a Shi'or? And Tosis doesn't answer the Kasha. Right? The Mishnah says, I'm Kosev, Shtei Osios. But the Mishnah doesn't say, if I'm Ofer a Grogeres. Right? So Tosis asks Akasha, how come we say the shear by certain malachos, not by other malachos? And Tosis doesn't answer. The Magen Avos. Magen Avos, we mentioned, is from Mordechai Bennett from Nicholsburg. Right? The Magen Avos comes along with a razzle-dazzle chiddush answer. He says, you know, there's a machlokas for Yochanan and Rish Lakish at the end of Yomba, where the chatzishir is aser min haTorah, where the chatzishir is mutter min haTorah. No? The Torah says, don't eat on Yom HaKippurim. Ki kol ha-nefesh lo te'uneh. Right? And inui for Yom Kippur means the size of a grogeres. That's the amount that's not inui. Let's say I eat less than that. Is that an issa d'oraisa or is that an issa d'rabbanon? So it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. We paskin that chatzishir is aser min haTorah. Right? Now, the question is, what about Chatzis Shir in Hilchos Shabbos? Is Chatzis Shir also min haTorah in Hilchos Shabbos as well? You see, there are a few ways of saying this Chakira. The Gemara in Yuma tells me two different reasons why Chatzis Shir should be also min haTorah. One reason is called Chazil Itzderufe. It could combine together for a full shear. Another way of saying Chatzishir is Aser Min haTorah is to say, because the Torah writes, Kol Chelev, any amount of Chelev is Aser. Those are two possibilities. Now, when they speak about Chazil Itzderufe, that it could combine, some of the Achronim have a Yesod that can only say Chazil Itzderufe in a situation when there is some shi'or that's mitzarif them. But in a situation where there's no shi'or that's mitzarif them, so then there's no chazal, it's derufei. For example, when I eat, there's a certain cutoff point beyond which it's no longer called the same maisa achila. We call that kedei achilas pras, no? I start eating now and I finish eating on Wednesday. Right, that's not mitzdarif because it's not the same achila. So maybe I could talk about chazir etzderufe by isurei achila, and maybe by other isurim I can't speak about chazir etzderufe because there's no shear that's mitzdarif them. For this reason, for example, the Pri Megadim in his Psicha to Basar B'cholav discusses: is there a din of chatzi shear aser min haTorah by bishul Basar B'cholav? Now, is that a lumdish question? There's no shear that's mitzarev, the two maisa bishuls. So maybe, precisely because there's no shear, that's why maybe there's no din of chatzi shear. Now, that in that Prima Gadam also, there's one line, a throwaway line, where it talks about chatzi shear le'inyan Shabbos. And chatzi shear le'inyan Shabbos is a huge discussion in the Achronim, whether we assume that chatzi shear is aser min haTorah by malacha on Shabbos. There is a Rashi on Ayin Dalet Amr Aleph, Dibra Hamaso v'chi mutter lafos pachos mikashir, where Rashi writes, even though there's no chi of chatz pachos mikashir, but there still is an iser, the kaimalon chatzishir aser min haTorah. Rashi says that the iser, the din of chatzishir aser min haTorah, applies to malachas Shabbos as well. And the Rashbam in Baba Basra Nunhei seems to disagree, says Rav Menachem Zemba. Rav Menachem Zemba has a beautiful sefer on Malachos on Shabbos called the Totzos Chaim. In the Totzos Chaim, Simen Ches Os Gimel, he points out there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam as to whether Chatzis Shir is really Aser Min haTorah on Shabbos. What you could probably say is that even though there are Shi'urim on Shabbos, but there's no Shir, there's no Zaman that's Mitzarif then. There's no amount of time like Kidei Achilas Pras or the like. So therefore, maybe there'd be no din of Chatzis Shir on Shabbos. Alternatively, you could say, no, L'maisa it's a Chatzis Shir, and if I do it a little bit now, a little bit later, it can be Chayiv, so therefore it should be Usher to do a tiny bit now. And that's the real question about Chatzi Shir on Malachas Shabbos. One could argue, and Zuck the Mug in Avos, that this is what he thinks the Pshat is in Taisus, or not the Pshat in Taisus, this is the Mug in Avos thinking of what, for him, this is the answer to Taisus's Kasha. Zuck the Mug in Avos, maybe by certain Malachos, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. But by other malachos, unless I have the shear, that is not the malacha at all. There's an expression in the Me'iri on Daf Gimel that if a person is okar and not meniach, remember, to violate hotza, I have to lift an item up and put it down. If I have akira, not hanacha. So the Me'iri says akira below hanacha is called chatzi malacha. It's not called chatzi shear. Remember this Me'iri? It's like a classic. Chatzi malacha. One could argue that maybe if I'm kosev os achas, or if I'm oreg chut echad, if I do one bit of weaving, but I don't have two chutin, maybe that's not the malacha of oreg at all. Maybe one letter of kosev, it's like a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. And says the Magen Avos, to his mind, right, this is the yesod that will answer Tosis' kasha. What Tosis is getting at is that there is no malacha with os achas, no malacha with tofer chut echad, etc. Ad kan devarav. Pretty beautiful. Pretty elegant and beautiful. Mahalach, he's saying that what we're getting at is that there's no isr of chatzi shir. Now, a few ha'aros. First of all, and this is something I was speaking about with Rabbi Feldman yesterday, conceptually, when I have a brilliant answer given by the Acharonim, and it's such a good answer that you ask yourself, how come Taisus doesn't give this answer? So doesn't that lead in the direction that this answer is actually wrong? Right? Wouldn't this be an appropriate Talmudic methodology? That there is no... Ruff likes this stuff.
We didn't have the same Mundus tools that we are lucky to have.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't think this is like so elaborate and advanced.
Yeah, the Gemara says, like, midgets stand on the shoulders of giants. We've got all their analysis plus more.
Correct. And the fact that they did not say this, doesn't that lead in the direction that maybe...
No, but I'm saying Torah, because, like, they didn't have a whole conversation. They said the Tosafos were only at the very beginning of the conversation. Once we have all the different sheets, the answer emerges.
But it's not... The sugya of Chatzi Shir is a pretty well-known sugya. Couldn't Taisus have said that these malachos when you mention the shear, so for these malachos we'll say chatzi shear is nothing. Chatzi shear is not aser. As opposed to other malachos, chatzi shear is aser. And by the way, in the Rashi, an ayin daled, v'chim mutter lafos pachos mekashir, so ma'afiyah. By afiyah, chatzi shear is aser min ha'tayra. Maybe we should split between malachos. That's basically the approach of the Magen Avos. Now, there is in the back of the Gemara, the Chidushin of Rabbi Lazar Meir Herberts, he says something to answer Taisus Kasha, very similar to the Magen Avos, but he says a little differently. The Magen Avos is saying fundamentally there's no din of Chatzi Shir by all these malachos. By Tofer, by Oreg, by Kosev, there's no din of Chatzi Shir. The Rabbi Lazar Meir Herberts says that the reason why there's no din of Chatzi Shir is because it's not Miskayim. If I am Oreg Chut Echad, I just weave one thing, it's going to come out in a second. That's not Miskayim at all. So that's why it's Heter Gomor. Now, I happen not to understand Rabbi Lazar Meir Herberts' Mahalach, because very practically speaking, if I'm Kosev Os Achas, I think it will be Miskayim. I don't know what I...
You write like one massive S on the wall, and it'll just stay there for a long time.
Right, it will be Miskayim, so I don't really understand what he's getting at. By the way, I should point out that many of the classical Svarim on our Gemara, on our Taisus, give an answer like this Magen Avos. If you look in the Sfas Emes and the Keren Ora over here, I think I gave them to you on the Mar Makoma sheet, no? You guys looked at the Sfas Emes and the Keren Ora? If you look at the Sfas Emes and the Keren Ora, they are speaking in this language. But this leads in the direction, though, of a famous kasha that the Avni Nezer has in the Tshuva in Simen Resh Hei. The Gemara is at the end of Perek Habona on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara tells me that Kosev Ois Achas VeHishlima LaSefer is Chayiv. If I write a single Os and I'm Mashlam a Sefer, Rashi writes I'm Mashlam one of the Kuf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, then I'm chayiv. Hello, how can I be chayiv if os achas is not a chatzi shir? There's zero iser koisev os achas. So how can I be chayiv for writing os achas? It's garnished. If you're going to tell me the chatzi shir is aser min but you're not chayiv on it, you can say in certain circumstances you understand now it's more chashiv, now you're chayiv. That means a chatzi shir ordinarily lacks chashivas, but it is a malacha. But chatzi shir of kosev is garnished, so then how could it be that kosev osachas or shlimo losefer is chayiv? That's the question that the Avni Nezer asks in Simon Reish Hay. Now, I wrote an article many, many years ago, and that's a counselor, Morosh HaKolal, and we learned Shabbos, so we put out a Morosh HaKolal Torah journal. So I wrote an article on this Morosh HaKolal Torah journal that you can probably find nowhere besides in my own shelf, because who else would have it? I guess the kids who were there then somehow have it. But in the Morosh HaKolal Torah journal, I wrote that it's not such a kasha what Avni Nezer is asking, because many of the Acharonim say, if you look in the Sfas Emissary on Kuf Dalad Amid Beis, Kosev was Achas, but Shlimo was Sefer, is Chayiv Mishum, Makeh Bepatish. It's not Kosev. It's Makeh Bepatish. Aye, how could it be Makeh Bepatish? Right? Isn't Makeh Bepatish that after the book is completed, you put the cover on the book? Right, it's writing the last ice of a book, Makeh Bepatish. So I thought that this was a fundamental machlokes about the Yisod of Makeh Bepatish. And maybe, right, those who assume that there's no din of Chatzi Shir on Kosev are going to have to say that the Chiyuv is out Makeh Bepatish, and therefore they'll have to redefine Makeh Bepatish as being the finishing touch of the book, not the thing after the book is complete, not putting the covers on. Yosef.
So for the Rambam, he seems to carry the here of the Maganavos, because with all the other Malacha he lists, he says this is the Malacha, this is the Shir. But by Daphik Siva and Armiga and the sewing family, he mentions two of them like in the definition of the Malacha. Seems to imply.
It sounds much more similar, but it's not the same as the Magen Avos, because the Magen Avos is also saying it by Oreg and Topher.
So Rambam has it by those also.
He has it by all the ones that Tosis has it? Potseya also in the Rambam?
I think so. It doesn't have it by Ksiva, but the reason this is interesting is because he says Kosev Os Achas is Yochai of Ksiva form.
Right. If you hold that Yochai Mishum Kosev, then how could it be if you hold the Chatzi Shir does not exist by the Malach of Kosev? So there's a sefer that I have by my Malcolm, the Tevas Moshe, turned by my Rebbe from Yeshiva Farak, Rabbi Moshe Brown. His argument is as follows. Maybe we're not really saying that Kosev Os Achas is like Akira without Hanacha. Maybe the pshat is that there's a certain amount of chashivas, and less than that is considered garnished, right? And maybe if I could have one os, usually one os is garnished, but if that os is the last os of a sefer, maybe in that situation becomes chashuv, and maybe that's what Artisis is getting at. Or maybe that's what the Magen Avos is getting at. Maybe that's the way to answer the Magen Avos. I don't know. It is a strong kasha. La halacha, look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Mem, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel and the Bir Halacha of the Dir Maso Al, they all pass in the Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah by Malachas Shabbos, and they don't distinguish between the various Malachos, even though it would seem that there is fertile ground to make such a call. Okay, let's run across the Halacha and Davim in the Chevra.